Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakhit Peeris. We'll start off with the headline news first. England versus Australia at the Gabba seems to be very interesting because the Australians have now got a lead of 44 runs, but they do have only 4 wickets in hand. In the meantime, at Christchurch in New Zealand, West Indies still need 235 runs if they are to register a win. And that will be another interesting test match which we will be witnessing. Then Fakhar Zaman, the left-hander batter for Pakistan, has been charged by the ICC for misbehavior when he showed dissent in the match against Sri Lanka. The on-field umpires have, in fact, complained, but he admitted the fault and took up the punishment of losing 1 point for himself. So nevertheless, there is no suspension. He still can play, but then he'll have to be very careful with the forthcoming World Cup coming up. And then last but not the least, we are all awaiting the decision of the Sri Lankan women's team, the selectors. What will they decide? Whom will they decide to send to India for the 5-match T20 games, starting at Visakhapatnam and Trivandrum? Let's go straight into the details. England 334 all out. Joe Root top scored with an unbeaten 138, his first ever century on Aussie soil. And remember Michelle Stark, like we made mention, 6 for 75, beautiful bowling. Like I told you yesterday, I mean, Gabba has always been a bit of a non-cooperative wicket from his perspective. So this was his first fifer on this pitch. And also he goes past the record of Waseem Akram, who had 414 wickets as a left-arm seamer. And then Michelle Stark has 419 to be precise now. So great game of cricket there. Australia at close of play, 378 for 6. Lots of contributions from the top order and the middle order, but sadly none of them went on to score a big 100. Jake Weatherfield, 72. Manus Labuschagne, 65. Steve Smith, 61. Cameron Green, 45. And at the wickets, the wicketkeeper Alex Carey is batting on 46. Brydon Castle for England, expensive, 3 for 113. And Ben Stokes picks up 2 wickets for 93. So Australia do have a lead of 44 runs with 4 wickets in hand. Quickly on to Christchurch. And in Christchurch, New Zealand in their first SA made 231, and in their second innings made hay when the sun was shining. 486 for 8 wickets declared, massive score. They bowled West Indies out for 167, and at lunch the Caribbeans, batting a little bit better, are 295 for the loss of 6 wickets. They still trail by 235 runs. Having a look at some of the local news, of course, we are all keen to see the team selection of the women's T20 series, because our women cricketers, led by Shamari Athapattu, will be touring India for a challenging 5 T20 series to be played at Visakhapatnam and also at Trivandrum. So we'll keep our eyes focused on that as well. Well, that's about it today on our podcast. We hope you did enjoy it as much as we did enjoy presenting it to you. In the meantime, I just thought before I wind up, the Department of Meteorology has warned that there could be severe rain starting today up until the 11th. So please take care, ensure that you stay indoors and avoid being victims of natural disaster. Thanks for listening and see you tomorrow at the same time.